old-time radio program, the Wild Boar News Podcast from sunny South Florida. Welcome, I'm Dr. Matthew McMahon. Cell phones. More than 70% of the entire U.S. population has one. That's about 159 million people. Mine does everything I'd want except clean the kitchen or wash the car, though I'd imagine there's a button on it somewhere that I haven't found yet that'll do those things. It plays MP3 files, so you can download the latest Wild Boar podcast into the cell phone. It holds 500 addresses, phone numbers, names, email addresses, and everything else I'd need to know about anyone I'm calling. One click gets me in the media player that connects to live television. I can listen to satellite radio or sit down and watch previous episodes of The Tonight Show. It's a camcorder and a camera all in one. I can send text messages to up to 20 people at once. Picture mail in case I need to take a picture and send it to somebody important. Or even create a video email and send it to another compatible phone or someone's email address. I can surf the internet, use on-demand news, weather, and sports, download music, and store my own personal ringtones. When my family members call, it rings the theme from Everybody Loves Raymond. When one of my producers call me from work, it rings Seinfeld, because there's usually a problem that I have to deal with. When my wife calls, it rings Mozart. Even with my Bluetooth earpiece, I don't have to dial a number. I simply say, call my wife at home, and the phone does the rest. I wonder what would happen if we treated our Bible like we treat our cell phone. What if we carried our Bible around in our purses or pockets? What if we turned back to go get it if we forgot it? What if we flipped through it several times a day? What if we used it to receive messages from the text? What if we treated it as though we couldn't live without it? What if we gave it to our kids as a gift? What if we used it wherever we traveled? What if we used it in case of emergency? I think if we treated our Bibles half as much as we treat our cell phones, the Christian world would be a better place. As it stands now, if all professing Christians took their Bible off their shelves and blew the dust off of them at the same time, there would be enough dust floating up into the ozone to cause global warming for the next 10 years. In contrast, the psalmist says in Psalm 119:103, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." This is Dr. Matthew McMahon signing off.
Good night, then, until this same time next week.